president's remarks today triggered an instant backlash, not just among his critics, but also within the very Republican Party that he leads. We get more on this from NBC News Capitol Hill correspondent Casey Hunt.
As you know, the fact.
Even before his stunning press conference ended, the fiery reaction beginning.
Thank you.
Swift condemnation from so many corners of American life, including members of the president's own party. Republicans upset he doubled down, blaming both sides again for the violence. Republican Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Layton tweeting, blaming both sides for Charlottesville? No. Back to relativism when dealing with KKK, Nazi sympathizers, white supremacists? Just no. Senator Marco Rubio, who lost the Republican nomination, again tweeting the president should call the events in Charlottesville, quote, a terror attack by white supremacists. Democratic Senator Mark Warner tweeting, no words. And beyond the Beltway, celebrities and sports stars weighing in. LeBron James writing on Twitter, hate has always existed in America. Yes, we know that. But Donald Trump just made it fashionable again. But the president did earn praise from one corner, white supremacists, who took it as a sign of acceptance. David Duke, the former KKK Grand Wizard, writing, thank you, President Trump, for your honesty and courage to tell the truth about Charlottesville. And white nationalist Richard Spencer said the president's remarks were fair and down to earth. But minutes ago, more sharp criticism from AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka, saying he'll resign from the president's manufacturing council.